For those of you that are not counting your Powerball winnings this week, it's back to business as usual. Same job, same car, and same saving responsibilities. The maximum amount you can save towards your retirement plans this year, aka 2015, will also be the same as the IRS has not changed the limits from last year. Maximizing what you save using pre-tax dollars that grow tax-deferred or after-tax dollars that grow tax-free can make a huge difference on what you'll have to live on in retirement. Throughout your working years, even an incremental $500 annual increase can provide over $50,000 in additional retirement savings. Check out our chart on our website, www.getthesense.com, to make sure you're optimizing one of the most important, albeit few, perks the government gives you. Also, we must elaborate on a few key points. If you are contributing to an employer plan, such as a 401k, Roth 401k, 403b, or 457 plan, you may be contributing a set dollar amount or percentage from each paycheck. If you are setting aside a fixed dollar amount, which we recommend if you plan to make the maximum contribution, you'll need to increase the amount for each pay period. If you want to save more or don't have an employer plan, consider funding a traditional or Roth IRA. The contribution limit for traditional and Roth IRAs is combined. This means that you may make a maximum contribution in 2015 of $5,500, plus catch up if you are over age 50, to either a traditional, Roth, or combination thereof. You may not contribute $5,500 plus any catch up amount to both. If you're not working, but your spouse has earned income, you can also save by piggybacking off of your spouse's income to make spousal IRA contributions. Oh, and alimony received does count as earned income for purposes of making IRA contributions. According to the IRS, you've earned every penny of it. Finally, depending on your income, you may not receive a full tax deduction for your traditional IRA contribution and may not be eligible to contribute to a Roth IRA. If you're self-employed, deciding which plan makes sense can be tricky, but don't let that stop you from saving for retirement. For help, send us a message at info@getthesense.com or consult your CPA.